thinking late thoughts, waiting for the black to replace my blue. I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste, let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Darling, just start the chase, I'll let you win. But you must make the
everybody. This is Sophia Reynolds, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Welcome. This is going to be a special episode because it's all about my favorite, probably one of my favorite artists ever, Fiona Apple. In the background right now, you are hearing The First Taste. This was one of the first songs she wrote ever. It's in the album title, which I'll talk a little bit about now. This is her first album out, and she wrote it when she was 18. And a lot of people did not believe that she actually wrote it, because it's really heavy and mature and pretty introspective, and a lot of people didn't believe she would have the experiences she had at the time, by 18, which I think is kind of, as she has said before, it kind of displays the age gap and the fact that older people kind of don't really respect younger people necessarily, or believe that they can have real deep thoughts. So I think this album is a really, really impressive example of that, how someone so young could be so, you know, again, introspective and reflective. But yeah, I heard this. This was the first song I heard by her, The First Taste. Coming up next is going to be Sleep to Dream. This is in title as well. It's a really, really good song. But I will be back soon. I hope you enjoy.
I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stopped. To explain, don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be.
Thank you.
just in case I don't come through. I was on to every play, I just wanted you.
Shadow Boxer by Fiona Apple. That was, or is, that's my one of my favorites. This playlist I've concocted is basically songs that I listen to the most from her through all of her albums. And Shadow Boxer might be my favorite on Tidal. It's just so, I don't know, emotive. It's really good. She's such a great singer and such a great songwriter. But more on Tidal, she named it Tidal because she didn't want to think of a title. And it kind of fits, though, because it's kind of this wave of emotion that she's showing us, you know, like a tidal wave. I find the Tidal very fitting. I don't know if I mentioned, it was written in 1996. And one of her songs, the one Sleep to Dream, we heard, she wrote it at 14 years old. So it just kind of shows how insane she is at writing. So the next one I'm going to play is called Never Is a Promise. It's a ballad. It was one of her singles. And that's the last one we'll hear on Tidal. We're going to move into When the Pawn. Now, the full title is really long, and I should know it all, but I know just when the pawn hits the conflicts, he thinks like a king. But it's really long. She likes to do these really long titles. Same thing with The Idler Wheel, which I'll say in full later. But yeah, so this is When the Pawn. This might be my favorite album that she made. Just, it's so great. It's like angry and unapologetic and everything that an album should be. But yeah, so we'll hear Never Is a Promise and then go right into Limp from When the Pawn, and I'll talk a little bit about that when we get there, but I hope you're enjoying. I'm having so much fun. She's probably one of my favorite artists, and it feels really good to talk about her with you guys. So yeah, let's go into Never Is a Promise. This is a really beautiful song. I hope you enjoy it.
See the courage I know.
color's richness won't appear within your view. I'll never glow the way that you glow. Your presence dominates the judgments made on you. But as the scenery grows, I see in different lights. The shades and shadows undulate in my perception. My feelings swell and stretch, I see from greater heights. I understand what I am still too proud to mention.
Never need.
sick, you wanna lick my wounds, don't you, baby? You want the badge of honor when you save my hide. But you're the word in the way of the day of doom, baby. If you need my shame to reclaim your pride. When I think of it, my fingers turn to fist. I never did anything to human. No matter what I try, you beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry, get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying left in your own hands. You feed the beast I have within me. You wave the red flag, baby, you make it run, run, run. Standing on the sidelines, waving and trigger, then you blame my gun. When I think of it, my fingers turn to fists. I never did anything to you, man. But no matter what I try, you'll beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry. Get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying, living your own hands.
By Fiona Apple, obviously. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about this album because, I don't know, it's a very personal album to me. Even more personal than title, I think. Just personally, obviously. I found it, I think, senior spring, really. I mean, I knew who she was, but I really started listening to her more in senior spring. And that was a time when I was very angry. And this album kind of, in a way, helped me get that anger out healthily, or more healthily. You know, there's a real lack of women in the music industry that are making just angry music, who are putting their emotions there fully without any hesitation. And that's really why I like Fiona Apple, because there's never been any sense of hesitation from her. She says what she wants. When she won Best Album, I don't remember what year, but it was pretty early in her career. She had this speech on MTV where she basically used some choice words to describe the world and the music industry, and it kind of labeled her as this like crazy angry woman. And you know, from there, that was kind of her niche and who she was. And I don't label her like that. I label her as a woman making music, you know, and expressing herself. And I think at times we are told, especially as women, that being sensitive is a fault or something to change. And I actually don't think that at all. And this music really, you know, speaks to that. The next song that I'm going to play is I Know. This song I remember listening to on the platform of a train in Maine. And it was when I was coming home from Bates after I decided I wanted to transfer to Tufts. And I had no idea what I was going to do, and I was really scared. And I remember hearing the song, and it just, like, I don't know, something unlocked in my brain, and it really spoke to me at that time. I hope you like this one. It's incredible. After I Know, it's going to be Paper Bag, which is a very popular song from this album. Really great. I think it's really funny. It's kind of ironic. I love it. The lyrics are really great. After that, we're going into Extraordinary Machine, which was her album she released in 2005, so about 6 years after When the Pawn. She took some time off for her mental health, because When the Pawn, when it was released, it kind of got some backlash just because it was so, you know, it was really uncensored. It was great, in my opinion, but a lot of people did not receive it well. So she took time off, and then she released Extraordinary Machine, which we'll go into, and I'll explain a little bit about more. But let's continue on with When the Pawn. This is I Know by Fiona Apple.
While I do my thing in the background.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a mess that he don't want to clean up. I got to fold because these hands are just too shaky.
Thing that used to bring the following. I have trouble now even remembering. So why did I kiss him so hard late last Friday night and keep on letting him change all my plans? I'm either so sick in the head I need to be bled dry to quit, or I just really used to love him. I sure touch would do me deep in Dutch, 'cause it isn't the rush of remembering, it's just mush. And that signature thing is only growing harrowing. I should have no trouble now to keep from following. So why did I kiss him so hard late last Friday night. And keep on letting it change all my plans. I'm either so sick in the head I need to be bled dry to quit, or I just really used to love him. I sure hope that's it. Just rust, and that signature thing that used to bring a following. I have trouble now even remembering. So why did I kiss him so hard late last Friday night? And keep on letting him change all my plans. I'm either so sick in the head I need to be bled dry to quit, or I just really used to love him, or I just really used to love him. Oh, I just really used to love him. I sure hope that's it.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. That's what, whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And by WMFO in Medford. So I thought that that PSA was kind of fitting as to the name of the song and my girl Fiona, because sometimes we do feel a little sick in the head, aptly named. But so yeah, this is Extraordinary Machine. This is a pretty cool album. This is her, not her most recent, but one of her more recent albums. This is 2005. This album, it won Album of the Year. And fun fact, it actually got leaked. Most of the songs got leaked online before the album actually came out. And I mean, a lot of that was happening a lot with a lot of artists at the time. I know Britney Spears, a lot of people were leaking her stuff online. It was impacting record sales. And the internet was just really not regulated back then. So people could post anything they wanted. There was no copywriting and stuff like that. So that kind of sucked. But the album did incredible. It won Album of the Year. The songs are really cool. There's a lot of great percussion in it, which, you know, she has had really great drums and beats and stuff like that. But in this one, it's more experimental. That song is really fun to me because sometimes that's how I feel. Sick in the head, but it's kind of like fun, you know? There's a little positive undertone to that song with the, you know, the negative emotions. But next we have Oh Sailor. This one's really great. This is a pretty, the music video to this song is really cool. It's like a 1920s themed, they're on like a cruise ship. It's very, very representative of the song. So yeah, that is Oh Sailor. And then after that, we'll go into The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. And that's that album title. She again took a huge time off. She kind of takes like 4 to 7 years between albums. The gap for the first two was only 3 years, but then the next one was 6, and then this one was 7, and then it was 8. So she likes to take her time, but I kind of like that because all of the albums are clearly really, really well written and deeply thought out. All of her lyrics are in almost poems and expressions. It's art, I think. So yeah, this is Oh Sailor by Fiona Apple. Hope you enjoy. I'll be back soon.
I'm undecided about you again. Mightn't be right that you're not here. It's double-sided, cause I ruined it all. But I also saved myself by never believing you, dear. Everything good I deem too good to be true. Everything else is just a bore. Everything I have to look forward to has a pretty painful and very imposing before. Oh, Santa, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it and then letting it go by the board. Oh, Santa, why'd you do it? What'd you do? Playing with 52 cards just cause I play so far from my vest. Whatever I've got no reason to guard. What could I do but spend my best? Oh, Sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Do that for.
fun butter of fun butter. If I'm butter them, he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema score. Squeeze show in the dancing bird of paradise. If I'm butter of fun butter. If I'm butter them, he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema score. Squeeze show in the dancing bird of paradise. He excites me. Must be like the Genesis rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with him. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema score. Squeeze show in the dancing bird of paradise. I'm a hot knife. I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife, he makes my heart.
If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife, he makes my heart.
If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another.
Must be like the Genesis of rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with them. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema score. Squeeze show in the dancing bird of paradise.
If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema score. Squeeze show in the dancing bird of paradise. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife. I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife. I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
That was Hot Knife by Fiona Apple, of course. We're coming towards the end of the show today, guys. I had the best time ever. I freaking love Fiona Apple. This episode was really personal, just because her music has really, I don't know, followed my own personal growth. I don't know, she really speaks to sensitive women, and tells them to embrace that, which a lot of people don't do. And it really makes me feel good. So that was Hot Knife. That was in The Idler Wheel in 2012. And then this, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, this was released in 2020 during the pandemic. And it's a really, really nice album. She dedicated a lot of songs to her friends and her family. This song is really sweet, I guess. I don't really know. But it kept a lot of people company, namely me, during the pandemic, which was a time when it was really hard to be kept company. She's good at that, keeping one company. This is Sophia Reynolds, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WFMO. I have enjoyed every single minute today. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I hope this show, I hope you either have found a new liking for Fiona Apple, or you hate her, and that's fine, but, you know, I hope you enjoyed my chatting. Her songs are great. I would encourage you to give her discography a listen if you have a chance, because there's a lot more songs that I didn't play that are extremely, extremely good. I recommend Criminal from Tidal. I didn't play that one, and I kind of regret it. But yeah, this is I Want You to Love Me and Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Have an amazing week. I will see you next weekend, everybody.
Waiting for you.